Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Here we are. We're radiating again, you and me, and we're going to radiate consciously, and we're going to make a difference. Let's practice doing that together on the air tonight. That's a fun thing to do, isn't it? You know that I always talk about how we're radiating consciously out into the world. And I was channeling for a while, and the guides were reminding me to remind you that each of you has an amazing ability to transcend, to move out of the socially constructed reality. Or some of the stuff I'm reading is talking about how the prevalence of ancient mind, how there's this gooey, globby mind that kind of penetrates our own mind. So we think we've got feelings and thoughts, a lot of which are just stagnant old things floating around in the atmosphere, kind of like pollution, I guess we could call it, eh? But in any case, when we're talking about radiating by design, very often is about moving old thoughts and feelings that have been kind of trapped like morsels of goo inside of your body, mind, inside of your mind, and so on. And the more we clear, pick up some feelings that you don't like. I was raised Catholic, and we used to all have to learn the virtues, but also the seven deadly sins. So I kind of laugh and go, half the clearing, if not 90% of the clearing, is from the seven deadly sins. Things like pride and jealousy, you know, all that stuff. The old stuff, whether or not you're Catholic, you probably all know. And clearing it, from my guides and angels' teachings and perspective and my own as well, is bringing up the feelings and admitting them to yourself. If you're passive aggressive or, excuse my language, pissy or jealous or all these different things, bring it up and feel it and have it resonate through your body so you can feel it, and then command total release. Or if it's continuing its move through your beingness, just encourage it to move through you, and you don't have to command total release. And then use some of the wonderful lights that you and I know quite a bit about and swoosh them through your body mind like spiraling golden lights, spiraling golden spirals that go up through your body mind or come down through the top of your head and, like a bottle washer, swish you out. Because a lot of you, many of you that I talk to personally, but some of you who call into this show and in other places, I'm sure, are growing and learning and popping up as if we're popping up in the ocean of old thoughts and old beliefs and moving up higher and higher in order to radiate out there. And that, you know this, but I'm going to remind us all anyway, that is when we're actually bringing our dharma, or the purpose of our journey, that transcendent, transformative purpose of all you've been through in this life, into the collective. So instead of the sludge of ancient mind, these old unclaimed thoughts and feelings that float around and we give them cosmic proportion and use them, instead of that, we're learning to build in ourselves a higher and higher frequency and radiating out from a much more purposeful existence. I am who I am. I'm here to be this, to be that which I am, to be all that I am. And you don't have to be all you are every day. We're just en route to that, eh? A lot of us, we're just en route. And you're coming up with your gifts and your talents and new ways of thinking by clearing old thoughts and feelings that are suppressive, even relationships with others in groups or classes or buses or personal, it doesn't matter. It's releasing yourself from the impacts of those and sending it on out, right? So as you release yourself from the impact of those, then you yourself are putting out into the collective a much higher field and higher frequencies. And gosh knows that the world is a little bit gooey right now. It's kind of crazy. A lot of corruption at the helm. And the idea of loving ourselves and sharing and so on, it's not really possible when what's really dominating the planet is this fear that you're going to take something from me, or I'm going to take something from you, or I won't have enough. So I don't care if I scour the world. I don't care if most of the people get poor, as long as I keep getting more. I think it's coming from fear. I don't think it's coming from a nice, happy gathering of clams. I think it's coming from a deep, deep fear that they're not going to be, you're not going to be able to sustain having enough. You're not going to be able to sustain your social standing. It's not going to be able to sustain your security. So you can see we're talking about Dharma. You've got gifts and I've got gifts. But if all of those gifts are suppressed because you can't get security by bringing your gifts forward, we've got ourselves a really problematic world. Some of you are absolutely crazy about animals. And I've met a number, I have a number of clients who are trying to find ways of creating enough income so that they can go ahead and really work hard helping animals be lifted into more of a position of reverence in the collective. But often they can't get any money for it. So I was jumping around. I'm jumping around because I always do, right? And I want you to call in. This week I'm going to get you to call in after we do our meditation. Last week I didn't get it done, but maybe that doesn't matter because we really had a fun show last weekend or last Thursday. I really enjoyed it. So for all of you listening, thanks. It was great. But anyway, I'm going back into the Dharma and how you and I want to be in a position to do the kinds of things we love, help with the sustainability, to help with creating, oh, who's been sending out on Facebook solar roadways or huge organic gardens on the top of big flat buildings like, like grocery stores or like Costco's and so on, using flat surfaces for amazing productivity of things that can really serve us all. Things are changing, aren't they? And that comes from people's gifting, and it isn't always financially viable until well after it's really gotten out there. So I think we'll talk about that a little later. When you talk about bringing your gifts forward, I'm reminding you that what I'm really mentioning is that moves the collective. It literally lifts the collective so that the thought, the mean average thought that's out there, will start picking up vibrational possibility and become much more, much more loving about the planet, about the earth. So, as I said, this is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design here on wonderful, crazy BBS radio. We've been online for quite a few years here with BBS, and we've had a wonderful time getting to know a lot of you. So let's start off by building our own collective. Let's start off by building a coherent field all together. And we'll do our chakras, okay? Because you know that the chakras talk about various levels of your own consciousness, the red one being base animal instincts, the kind of like earth, life, primitive stuff. But you know, I always see it in my clients. I see it also as a well for creativity. It's not just the earth and base animal instincts. It's that passion for being alive and that passion for bringing forward the kinds of gifts that you have in you. And the orange chakra is your deep karmic, everybody else's influence, your mom and dad, your lineage, your long lineage history, sexuality, having your own babies or your pregnancies, or even if you're a boy person, all of that happens in there. We're aware of the relationship we have to other souls. And, you know, and that's the orange, and then yellow is your personal power. That means, again, back to Dharma, Karma, Blarma, and all that stuff. Your personal power isn't your ability to take most of the goods for yourself at all. It's your ability to bring the true you forward and your Dharma and your personality and stuff that's really truly you. Not defensive, reactive, scared power over, but the real personality or the real imprint of you-ness that's so special. It's very powerful. A lot of us have worked on that most of our lives. Are you who you are? Hey, check with your stomach. If you get a tummy ache, you're not really. It's contingent upon other people, probably. That's not wrong. This is called transcendence or transformation or a combination of the two. Then you got your chest, which is, it's got your lungs, which hold ancient grief as well, right? And a lot of us are born with grief because we've been around the block a few times galactically or physically. So the chest is green. And when we make our sound, we want to inspire, aspire, inspire. It's courage, inspiration, and unconditional love. And of course, the other side of love is quite often when you're attached, there's a lot of losses that come and go with love, love and release, love and loss, and how we transform that. That's grief, right? And then in the throat, and the chest is green, did I say that? And there in your throat, a tiny wee gateway to wisdom. That's where all these colors go spiraling up through you, and they ring their way through your throat chakra, through your neck. The neck is the part of the body that holds consciousness of self, and the throat chakra is where you ring out of your words, ring out of your life, ring out of your soul journey, wisdom. And that quite often means you got to choose that. You know, your throat tightens up and then it releases and it gets engorged, and bit by bit, the energies move through. And then everything you say is, hi, this is me, and I'm getting wiser. I've been through a lot, and I have depth, and I have breadth, and I have an awareness of you. All of that comes up more and more as these energies move through your chakras. And then the next wisdom chakra is your third eye in behind your brow. And that's where you get more and more of the sixth sense, right? Notice that's right in the middle of your brain. And your brain has all kinds of aspects where you can trigger. If you had an acupuncture needle or 10 of them, you could trigger odd visions and you could help catapult your consciousness and so on. We're not going to do that, at least not on this show. But the third eye is sort of coming out of the middle of it and focusing from behind your brow and looking at the world and seeing a lot beyond what, and it will grow and grow and grow. So you'll see more and more beyond as you clear even the base chakra and the second chakra and the third chakra. Top of your head is violet, and that's where you bring in God, guides, angels, higher power, and higher self. Some accesses to many, many dimensions. So what I'd like us to do is focus on each chakra at a time. Take a breath. And probably I think you should close your eyes. You don't have to. But sometimes it helps us to stay contained for the meditation we're doing. And the sound, and you can poke that sound right into the base of your spine and kind of spin it if you can. Don't get all caught up in exactly what kind of physical things to do, because the energies will pick up speed and move for you, and you'll be able to dance with them in your intention. Focus into the red chakra, the base of your spine, and the sound. You want to resonate the sound, and the sound is ah. Two more. Pay attention to the third one. How many places of your body does your body buzz while we go into the red chakra for the final time? Excellent. And now take a red light and drop it with one breath from the base of your spine right into the core of the earth. Good. And now move your attention into your belly. That's a grounding cord, right? Move your attention into your belly. And this is your subconscious, right? And it's your karma. Karma is everything left over from many lifetimes and this lifetime. And the sound is going to be ooh, and we're going to sing it and make it elongate the sound as bright, clear orange. Remember, when you see bright, clear orange, remove the lumps and bumps that are in the way, because that's the way to get rid of old subconscious beliefs. Ready? Ooh. Ooh. Some of you've got some really buzzing legs. Somebody else gets a lot in your throat when we do the orange chakra. Pay attention. Somebody else has got it behind the head or behind the ears. Pay attention to what buzzes in you. Even though the chakra is about your karma, different parts of your body will speak in dancing with this influence. So let's go into your solar plexus, yellow like the sun. Remember, it's your personal power center. So as we say the yellow sound, which is oh, oh, oh me, as you say that, you want your solar plexus to get softer and brighter. So you're going to find it has tensions and so on, but you're going to get it to be brighter and brighter, and allows you to be you. The sound is oh, 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 oh. Interesting. You know, that's funny because that's personal power, getting into our own dharma, because it's our being true to ourselves. And I'm writing my book. And as I did that, and I was making the sounds into my solar plexus, my hands got buzzing. And I'm like, wow, it's about my personal gifts and my dharma, isn't it? Writing. What happened with you? You'll have to phone in and tell me in a few minutes. And now the chest is bright, clear, green. Expand your chest. Expand your chest. It's all about love and courage and inspiration. And the sound is, ah, but let's sing it so it can sustain more easily in the colors. Bright, clear, green. Ah. Feel that energy just filling your chest. Ah. Ah. Oh, that's great. Somebody had a real tightness in your chest, almost like you have a little shelf in there, or a little like a guard or something. Somebody else had it going right up your upper arms. Isn't that great? What else did you have? Somebody else, a lot of you had it in the back of the throat, up by the ears. Pay attention when it's like that. Look at your body when it's buzzing for you and say, oh, I wonder if it's about grief or love or timidity about love. Play with it. It's kind of interesting. You want to break the code of your own body mind so you can really be who you are. Can you ask her to wait just for a minute? But thanks. Thanks, Susan. You can talk shortly. I'm just going to finish the meditation. And now we have the throat chakra, and it's blue. And remember, when you do the throat chakra, it's like in everything, like energy. And you want to open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. That gives the inside of your neck and throat a chance to vibrate and help you let all these energies move up, spiral through your neck, consciousness of self. You get to be more of the real self, right? Big breath. Good one. Open your throat. Do one more for your eustachian tubes, your ears, okay? Ah. Good. Now move from the blue up into the deep indigo purple, deep purple in behind your brow. Remember, it has a lot to do with various parts of your brain, allowing you to expand your vision, expand your knowing and your sensing beyond the third dimension, out of the collective mind. Ready? Now we're going to do for intuition. We're going to go a little higher. Deep purple. What that one did, that one really, really moved my lungs. I don't know what happened to you, but you're going to call and tell me, aren't you? And the top of your head is violet, and the sound is ee, and we're going to do it loud and clear. And remember, on the top of your head, there is this wonderful lotus-like energy form. It's just beautiful, and you want it to open. You choose it to open and bring in the higher frequency energies, the whispers or loud calls of your angels and guides, your higher self, your purposeful self, your whole self. Again, your higher self, they're showing me wonderful, wonderful lights coming in. Top of your head is violet. Let's do it. Beautiful. Now I want you to do a funny final thing, which is to focus where you drop that grounding cord way inside the core of the earth. I want you to be there with that. And then we're going to run our voice like that, all the way up that grounding cord, up through your body, right up through the wonderful vibrations that you've just lit to make brighter in your body, mind, and your vibrational vehicle of light, and way out into the great central sun. We're just going to make it go like, okay, ready? You can have fun doing this. Make a lot of noise, unless you're in a restaurant or something. Even that would work, wouldn't it? Now, one final thing. Wrap yourself in light. Wrap yourself in light. I like to do the purple light all around me. You choose what you want. And now we have a caller. We're going to find out what you guys all experienced doing that and anything else you want to call in about. Hi, Susan. I hope you were patient and waited patiently for us.
Yes, I did the meditation with us.
Good. So you're a part of the coherent field, right?
Yep.
How are you today, sweetie?
Okay, I have an unorthodox situation, which I'm embarrassed to talk about. It has to do with my ears.
Okay.
Yeah, I must have been off my medication or got some bad guidance or whatever, but I thought that if I put a couple of pieces of metal in there, that I could conduct sound better.
And what kind
of course,
metal?
It's stuck in there. It was from a ballpoint pen, like the ring around the ballpoint pens.
Oh, honey, that is unorthodox.
I know. And
how far in is it?
It hasn't given me any trouble. No, I can't see it, but it's like there's two pieces in there, and one of them is, I'm sure, is right facing the eardrum.
I think you better get somebody. What's that?
I It hasn't given me any trouble, but I think I do. Don't you think I should get it taken out?
Yeah, I do.
Sucked out.
You know why? It's
Okay.
because the biggest danger is if it does, if it moves around. There's a
It
danger for
doesn't move
that, but
around.
it's not terrible. It's just kind of goofy, and you know that already, Susan. You're a brilliant
Right.
inventor, but this one's not going to work that well, I don't think. You need to go and get a little help. Or you can squish, not squish, but like put some, I don't know if that'll work. I was thinking of warm oil, like warm olive oil or something. But I'm worried about you pushing because there's something about that piece of metal that pushed just a tiny bit can cause a big problem. And you don't want to
Right,
lose,
right. I
you
have
don't.
two pieces in there. There's two pieces in there. It's not one, but two pieces in there.
But it seems like one of them is more precarious than the other. Never put anything bigger than, smaller than your elbow in your ear. Have you ever heard that?
I know that. I know that. I know that. I was in an episode or something. I don't know.
Well, you know what, honey? I think you're
okay
right now, but I would get to somebody, a doctor or a nurse that has some wonderful tweezers. She's going to bring it out for you. Okay? Because there's somebody not very far from you. But you should do that because you're all right now, but you don't want to get into a worse problem. Right?
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
All right, honey. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for phoning.
Oh, thank you for the meditation.
Good. I'm glad you liked it. All righty. My pleasure. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm saying, what's going on with you? And I noticed several... Hello? Oh, hi, Alea. How are you, darling?
Hey, I'm sorry to call in. I wanted to make sure I was at the end of the queue rather than, you know, grab all your time. Maybe I got popped up to the front.
Hey, Alea, just be interesting, okay?
What's that, just be interesting? Oh, wow.
I'm teasing you. I said, just be interesting.
Yeah, well, the pressure's on, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say that I feel really creatively released in a really great way, and it has a lot to do with you, I think. So I just wanted to tell you that.
Honey.
Just for the audience, anyone who's listening, you know, Veronica does offer private sessions, and she's really, really good, as you know from, you know, listening to her show, I'm sure. But
thank you.
That creative release is a good thing and a bad thing. You know, it's got this good side and a bad side because all those projects have been sort of waiting in a queue, waiting for the green light in my consciousness to go on. They kind of all started crowding out all at once.
What is it? They say it doesn't rain, but it pours.
Well, that's California.
But you know what's interesting is I'm looking at your belly because not because I mean to be sort of nosy, but just when you first started calling, you have a new, you know, we talked about the belly being the karmic stuff but left over, but you've got a new kind of a new whole new chapter coming up in the subconscious right now. So you should be fueling a lot of your dreams with a lot more enthusiasm and vigor and success than you've had for a long time. It's almost like you've launched a whole new level of yourself. Remember, we're all trying to learn to create our reality in every moment, aren't we?
Right.
But you're different. You are vibrationally, as a vibrational vehicle of light, you're different than you were last week.
Different in every moment, but I really appreciate that.
Yeah, so I like it a lot.
Okay, so I think it reflects a more empowered feeling and a feeling also that something's released in the throat chakra area because I've been afraid to really speak the truth that I see. And that's, you know, I'm knowing that some people aren't ready to hear what I see is the truth. And I'm not saying that it's an absolute truth or anything like that, but I know very much in my heart that what I came here to do was to help release the planet from what I see as this type of conditioning or slavery existence. I want people to be free and you know, I felt
the way
that
one of the ways of doing that. I mean, I know you're very creative, and you're writing, and you've got a creative entertainer kind of radiance that you're going to put out there. And that's going to spin people. But when you say you want them to be free, it's essentially what we've been talking about, isn't it? It's like finding that quickening in ourselves. It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with other listeners, right? And then it gets really contagious.
Yeah, well, you can't lead people to freedom until you know what that word means. And,
right.
And until you live it, until you live the word, until you understand that freedom means choice. And freedom means responsibility, and power means responsibility. So you can't have godlike powers of creativity until you realize that you are creating every moment with every thought, with every emotion, and that you have the power to choose those. And
yeah.
That power of choice is where it all lies. That's where the ultimate power lies.
But it's interesting because when we get held back, when we feel thwarted and unsuccessful, we create in a sludgier fashion. You know what I mean? It doesn't come out very well.
Well, it reinforces the system of conditioning. And
yeah.
The conditioning is what I call it unnatural. So in other words, I would say that if you look at Abraham's, you know, thing of emotions, you know, 21 emotions in that, from depression all the way up to, like, I can't remember whether it's joy or passion. What I see is that we will only be we'll be evolving to the point where we only deal with the higher emotions. But those lower emotions, I'm claiming, and what I'm writing right now, because I'm just releasing, I've been writing a book since I talked to you. I mean, every day I write, like, gabs and gabs and gabs of, you know, words.
Woo-hoo!
I'm like, oh my God. It's like some kind of like torrent.
Isn't that exciting? Because you know what? I want to say this, Aaliyah, telling everybody that when you release things, you get more and more in touch with your own gifts. You're just expressing that very thing right now, aren't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the beautiful thing, and my topic and has been since my first book, has been creative freedom. And mm-hmm. how to get to that point where you're embodying the natural self, which is a creative, playful, childlike, naive, almost naive, very, very loving self. And that creative self is natural you. Everything else is like a false kind of layer that's covering up the diamond that's really you underneath. And that
right.
false layer is like a crust that has to be chipped away. And it sometimes it's painful because, you know, we feel secure in our little cage, you know, and it's, you know, we want to believe that something in victimhood, you know, we want to believe that there's something outside of us that's been putting us where we are. But taking
yeah, because then we don't have to do, yes, I agree with you. I think it's a real challenge in ourselves to actually see what we're doing, to be conscious of that.
Well, I call it spiritual adulthood.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know, so anyway, there's a lot of concepts, but the main thing is removing those emotions and beliefs and thoughts that are not natural to you. That's the main key.
I think you said something else as well, which is the main key is knowing that we're spiritually adolescent and we have the right to, and we're being inspired to become spiritual adults. Which means empowered, right?
Right. But empowerment, freedom and responsibility go together.
Yeah.
So once you realize, if you're at a deeper level of reality, well, the illusion of duality teaches us that there's things outside of us that impinge on us and can control us, that we're not powerful.
But wait, there's another thing in the middle of all that where you're saying responsibility, and I'm going, we need to look at that word because it really is about responding from within, in the moment, to express the truth sort of thing. It's not the old-fashioned kind of responsibility where you do what you have to and you suffer so that you can be a good person or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, if you look at, say, the oneness state, the idea of oneness or the comprehension of oneness, even though you can't really live in oneness when you're surrounded by duality in the sense of 100% of the time, but to understand right. the underlying reality is oneness, then responsibility becomes very, very easy because you see whatever is around you as being really just pieces of you, your creation or part of you. A God would seize all those pieces as part of him. Therefore, a God could never be evil, could never want anything less than equality.
So you're being responsible for your own God-like self. Yeah, I like that, actually.
And the pieces are simply reflections of you and all these amazing variety of forms. You know, that bee is me, the plant is me, the cat is me.
That horrible person over there who's stealing is
that
you.
That horrible person is me, right? Yeah. And that realization is underlying everything. Therefore, responsibility in the sense of duty. Duty, responsibility are not the same thing. And I love how you said responsibility, that ability to respond. There's a big difference. Duty is one of those things is actually part of the sort of slavery mentality, the conditioning that keeps us from realizing the beauty and the wonder and the amazing thing that we are, and that everything is.
So I think one of the things that we got to remind everybody, or at least I'd like to remind everybody, is to take each word and really, I feel this, that words like, for example, responsibility, even a word like you, has got a long continuum on its meaningness, meaning
right.
One of them is you in an identity that you're comfortable with. And then as you go up the continuum, it's more the you of emergence, you of transcendence, you of coming out
of... Well, wouldn't that be then? And then realizing the divinity and the duality is realizing when you see another, that other is divine. That's what I call the divine other. And that other not being necessarily you, but having its own fragmentation of its own expression of business.
It's infinite expression. Yeah, that's really good, actually. Anyway, we probably should let somebody else talk, but I've enjoyed this. You make me think a lot. And I think we're all trying to chew this up to release ourselves to be responsible for the inner light that we are, the divinity that we are. Right?
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm so pleased you're writing another book and that you're flying through it.
It's going so fast. It's silly. It's silly, 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 but it's fun. It's fun.
Good. Well, I'm eager to see it. So we'll talk again. Thank you for your call, Aaliyah.
Yeah, thank you for picking up.
All right. Take care. So this is Veronica Entwistle, and I can't remember what I started to talk about when I was so great. Okay, Cheryl and my pop. Is this better, Dawn? Am I popping now? Okay, I've just moved it all around. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello, Veronica.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Interesting, I can't get the sound to come through on the radio show. I mean, it was there to begin with, and then it went away, and I reloaded, and I just been trying to call in to see if you guys were actually on the air, and suddenly I had a chance to talk to you. So, hello.
Well, then you get to be fresh and innocent, and you get to talk about anything you want. So, hello, Cheryl.
Awesome. Fresh and innocent. At last.
We love that, don't we?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Where are you? Are you in Hawaii? No.
I am. Yes, I am. I'm in Hawaii.
Oh.
And I feel, just have been feeling for a while now, but it's just increasing this feeling of, like, I don't know how best to describe it, like unseen changes. maybe they're not so unseen, but maybe they are. You know, it's this weird feeling of huge change on the horizon, and I can't quite put my finger on it or get a visual. And I'm wondering if it's just me, or do you see something with me, or?
Here's what I see. I see that how I put it is to myself and my own guidance is that there are frequencies coming through that are really different, and there's a lot of change being catalyzed through our collective, and it's not really formulated yet. And I think some things have gotten what would we say worse, but there's a rising consciousness in so many people, and there's so many big changes that are coming up for many people. And I see that happening for you, almost like you're going to find your identity. Have you ever done this, Cheryl? I'm sure you have, and people at home, where suddenly you can't really relate to your old identity. It doesn't make any sense anymore. Stuff that you worried about, stuff you hung on to. Do you feel any of that?
No, definitely. I feel like I'm kind of uplifted in a way, but bounced up into the air, and I haven't come back down, and it's all up for grabs in a way. It's like, oh, none of this is going to, it's almost not even here already. As I'm experiencing my life, it seems very dreamlike, and right, I'm not feeling particularly, you know, like I can relate to anything that makes sense. I don't know how to explain it. It is so odd. And it just, the way I interpret it is, oh boy, something really big is about to happen, and this is going to change everything for me, because everything that is feels like it was. Like it's already...
Yeah, okay, I'm going through a certain amount of that myself. Okay. And I don't feel like I've been tossed up in the air. Is that kind of the image that you put forward, which is a delightful image? But I do feel this odd, not disconnect, almost like, oh, I've been that way. Oh, wow. Like that, this kind of distance from the way I've been and awaiting a new reformat. And things around, like who you speak with and who you have fun with, and all of that seems to change. The old way of identifying yourself doesn't seem to work the same way. You know, even your kids. Hey, your kids are changing too, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and there is this kind of habitual tendency to reach back almost and try to grab onto something, you know?
Well, that's like, probably normal. But you know what happens? What happens to you when you do that? Because I get the feeling that it doesn't work.
No, there's nothing to grab onto.
And you have to keep a sense of humor, my friend.
Yeah, it's pretty funny stuff. Can you see like a change, like myself maybe leaving Hawaii and relocating?
Yeah, but it's, are you in a community or something?
Not at this point.
Well, here's what I see, but I don't see you coming back to the mainland right now. But are you doing massage? What are you doing for a living?
Well, I've been doing some caretaking. I'm on the caretaking team for an elderly person, and that's starting to shift too. It's really odd. It's kind of this really strange immersion. I find myself in this, like, immersion in this... It's hard to relate to, you know. It's not just like a job, but it's people's dynamics and their family dynamics, and then the kind of the dynamics between the team. All these dynamics, and I don't know. I'm thinking maybe that's about to change too.
I think it is, and it seems like you're going to move, but I don't think you're going to move that far away. And you're going to get involved in something that's. I asked you if you're doing massage because I see you involved in kind of. A different kind of team. It's a healing team of sorts. I don't think it's a home care. I think it's more of a healing team where you're going to be doing it differently than you've ever done. There's a man in charge. There's not always men in the home care biz. And It seems like you all move to be a part of some kind of organized healing thing. It's like a little clinic or something. Do you already have your name in for that?
No, I don't.
Do you miss doing massage, or were you just burned out?
I don't really miss it. It can be very hard work. It's not real steady. I mean, I worked in a spa setting on the mainland, and so the clients were all provided, and you know, it was good for 10 years, but it's not something that at least I could maintain and keep doing and doing it.
Well, honey, you're going to be doing something that's in a similar business idea, but it doesn't look as hard as massage, but it's definitely healing. You're going to do some talking with people and helping and supporting others, and there's something very creative coming from it, whether it's a book or a TV show, something like that you're going to do with the other people.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's coming through, all of a sudden it's coming through somebody, it's a man, he's tall, he's kind of young, and he's, like, not young, but he's younger than you are, certainly younger than I am, but I think everybody is. So he's got a good business sense, and he's got a lot of creative and spiritual energy, but he's got a really strong business sense, and it's going to be boom, 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 setting it up, boom, 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 and somehow you get pulled right into it. And you like it. You're put in a position of not authority, but kind of authority, you know? And you like that a lot, and you deserve it.
Right? I would love that. That's very hopeful. That's music to my ears, you know, something that feels like I'm contributing and right livelihood, and it's creative and it's helpful. That's all wonderful.
And it's also, honey, the very thing I was saying about, or my guides were reminding me about some stuff that I'm going through that's really quite new. They say you're going to have more fun doing it. It's going to be more entertaining. So it may be all the same stuff, but the way we do it, it's a lot more fun, a lot more entertaining. And that in itself is very infectious or contagious in the collective, isn't it?
Yeah. You know? Yes, that's a huge healing quality right there. It's just blows.
Yeah, and a lot of entertainment these days is really kind of rude, or, you know, but this isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about bringing your light forward. You also have a really strong ability to hold things together. You're much more, what would we call it, grounded and organized than you used to be.
That's good, you know, because life is still very kind of uncertain, and, you know, I don't really know, you know, outwardly stability, it just doesn't seem like to play a big factor in my life. It's more, I'm more in this, I don't know what to call it, mode, you know, free-falling mode almost, usually, and, you know, to have being grounded and organized within that's
well, you know, something, the guides are showing it. They're saying a funny thing here, which is it's more like you'll have ball bearings. So, yeah, you have to be mutable in a lot of ways, and that there are opportunities coming as if you're flowing into the niche in this kind of business, service healing thing that is a combination of a whole bunch of facets that you've been building on for a long time. And you're going to be much more, I would say, okay, I'm very mutable, okay, but in some ways I'm kind of grounded and stable, right? It's a little bit like that. Not that you're like me, but there's this aspect of being in the healing mode where you've had enough years to really know how to ground it so that you're okay and you don't have to be panicking all the time. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it
looks like.
You mean like I've been cruising along long enough where I'm starting to understand that everything's going to be okay? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's it. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And you know what's really funny? I just had a birthday, a big surprise party. It was really wonderful. And somebody gave me a little box of notes, and the one on top sitting in front of me right now says, everything is going to be okay.
And I read that.
You read it down the phone.
I love it.
It was just there for you, my darling. But anyway, you've got something coming up, and I feel like it's like the winds. And this is true for a lot of you people at home. Feel that there's a winds of change coming through the universes. And it's like you get picked up, a lot of you, and things get kind of torqued or moved a different way. And I don't know. I'm seeing a lot of people like that. And I keep wondering if this is the shift delaying the joie de vivre we expected from it. It's kind of emerging amongst some really ugly global corruptions. There's amazing magic going on. It's kind of amazing. And you're a part of it, Miss Cheryl.
Thank you. And so are you, and so are we all. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And remember, it's contagious, isn't it, honey?
Yes, that's the whole point.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's what's
that. Thank you. Well, viva l'evolution, and I'm glad you finally made your way back in. I have to say that last week, I loved the show. It was great, but it dropped out for 10 whole minutes.
Yeah, it's weird. It hasn't come back on for me, but apparently other people can hear it, I guess. It's so strange.
I know. Well, I guess we're just pulling it away from you on purpose. No, I'm teasing you.
Well, I'm trusting everything, no matter what it looks like at this point. Might as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, much love to you, Cheryl. It's nice to hear your voice. You have a beautiful voice, my friend.
Aloha, Veronica. I really appreciate it. Much love.
All right. Much love to you. So this is a really, I wanted to jump into, do we have any other callers, Dawn? Because I wanted to jump into talking. Okie dokie. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you doing, honey?
Am I distorting? I've got it on speaker. I can take it off, Cam.
No. Are you distorting your life?
I'm using the portable speakerphone, and I didn't want it to be, you know, like sounding like not good.
Don't worry about it. Please don't worry about it. But tell me what's up with you, girl.
Okay. I've got just a couple quick things.
Okay.
And maybe if there's time, there's a beautiful short letting go message that I'd like to read.
Okay.
But I want to thank you for the way that you're doing the meditation. It's extremely helpful to me because I can't participate in the visualizing the tetrahedron and the spinning and all of that. So this is something that I can participate in, and it's just wonderful.
Thank you.
So thank you. And I had a comment to make when you were sharing earlier in the conversation about how important it is to be welcoming up the old slow vibration stuff. And one of the beautiful ways that kind of allows the part of you that wants to release more readily is just to say yes and thank you, because there's the other part that says, oh no, got to deal with some more of this, you know?
So this old crap, ooh.
Yeah.
I know. You're right. To welcome it is a really smart idea. It really moves things faster.
Oh, for sure. And then here's the I hope that I haven't read this before. I wanted to share it, and I don't think that I did. And if I did already, it can still bless us again.
Okay, go ahead. You're on.
Okay. Giving up is merely quitting. Letting go is sweet release. Giving up is cries of anguish. Letting go, perfect peace. Giving up is hard and heavy. Letting go is loose and light. Giving up is simply failure. Letting go, success in sight. Letting go, I trade my blueprint for the perfect, pure design. Giving up is very human. Letting go is most divine. Giving up is death at sundown. Letting go, the rising sun. Giving up is there, it's over. Letting go, I've just begun.
Oh, thank you so much. And on that note, I'll have to say goodnight. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Radiance by Design. And tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. That's daylight time, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. And I'm going to be interviewing Brian Leaf, and he is writing. I've got here in my hand his latest book, which is called The Misadventures of a Parenting Yogi. And I'm finding it really fun and really funny. So if you want to find ways of combining spirituality with the realities of parenting and even parenting ourselves, right, you guys? So tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, and hopefully it'll be podcasted Wednesday or maybe Thursday. Sometimes it's taking a little longer these days. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, please get hold of me on my website, veronicaentwistle.com. There's an Ask Veronica button. Let me know what you think of all this, questions that you have. Write in there for a session with me and my guides and angels. Love to talk to you and help you pry yourself loose from the old ways of being, or flap your arms enough to fly as the angels fly you away. So many, many blessings to all of you. And let go, as Deborah said. I really enjoyed this show and all your calls. Good night. Much love.